We're Sunday night, and we're orally Yudalid Sivan. It's already after the 7 days after Shavuos.
Wow.
Back to Tachanun.
Wow.
Oh, darn it. And we're in Minchas Chinuch, we're in Mitzvah of Dalid.
Happy Amos and depressed.
What?
Happy Amos and depressed Amos.
Gimel. Vihine. Yeah. So, I don't know, it's Gimel, I don't know. Okay. Vihine Mavur Berei Sheherven. Diploma Misharen. Make. There's a lot of countless dinam, almost, one could say, that are measured in Amos. Sometimes you measure with Amos Shochakos, which is from a lesson of happy, because it's spreads. Which means tight. Which, you know, you always go to Chumra. If you say Sukkah, Schach, that's more than 20 amas high as possible. So the Chumra would be the smaller amma. If you say something, something has to be 4 amas, big to make a bracha on the mezuzah, then it would be the big amos to make a bracha. Hello? Yeah, I really can talk to you in the middle of saying shir. I can talk to you in 45 minutes. The Zev is El Chumra. Ryan Shom Gimel on the Beis. Sech Zerben. Chaim Posuk Aramon Perek Zayim El Chashabbos. Salach Alam Advov. Rabbi Mogad, maybe Shema Rajba, the Amar Shochakos, Amar Shochakos, Yisair, Al Amo Atse Lachatzi Etzba. Now, an Etzba, I'm pretty sure, is the width of the thumb at the knuckle. Is an Etzba, this width?
Very little.
I think, and half of that is the difference in size between the Amar Shochakos and the Amar Atse Tav the Masharina Lachumra.
Per Amma, meaning for one Amma.
Yes. But Tav the Masharina Lachumra explains why. There is a Fuki Musaf Gil Chazal. It's a Safik. In Masharina and Ba'at Sevos on Bashoch Coast. Right? If your fingers are pressed tightly together or are kept loose, and you're counting out. A tefach is also a question of a tefach shochakes or atzevus. One of the amos also is that way too. So it's a suffix. Okay, so you know the chumra. When you're in Shabbos, when you're in Sukkah, I am Shabbos, you go to the chumra. Vayim mitzvah Sukkah, erachnu ketzas b'zeh, v'cham b'tchum alpayim, azlinam l'chokel. So that's the reason it's that which is the Rabbanon, so then you could go Lakula, meaning you'll pick the larger Amma. You can't go more than 2,000 of the larger Amma. The Davkal Payim Amma Shochikos, also Leilech Yoser, Abu Ba'at Sevos, Mutta Leilech Yesem Yal Payim, Kozman, the Lahavi Shochikos, the Tumen, the Rabbanon. Because the tchum of alpayim amos certainly is rabbanon. Mustake of the kula, avo linya shalosh parsos. Vadi v'aylech amo achas yaseiru michav dal and elef amo atzevos. Even mustake of the arisa, because there that again the chinuch and the rabbam hold that that's the arisa. So you have to assume the smaller amo for the arisa. The chayshur that you go the chumra is that way. And low can be suffering, but of course he wouldn't give him malchus until he walks over Yud Beis Mill of the Amma of Shochakos. And low can be suffering, like in the Amma Chutzwood Chabdal Elif Amma Shochakos. Vayin Rambam Perikosai Mehilcha Shabbos, Selach Gimel. Linya tchum and lamala me asara, because of the husafik. Okay.
What is that? That's Makom Patur. What is that?
Well, I don't think it's totally a bad. The Shaila is if there's, I mean, not always is it a Makom Patur, but if there's Tchum in the Malam Yasara.
So why should that be? So Malam Yasara, they think, seems to be saying it.
Well, let's read. We're in the middle of a court.
Okay.
Because of the who's suffix, so the Rambam passes the Taka suffix. It's left as a suffix. Ayin Shem Barav Magid, because of the Diraiso Sveiko Luchumra. If you're dealing with a Diraiso, you'll have to go Luchumra. If you're dealing with a Drabonon, you go Sveiko Luchulim. Kain Linyan Yotze Chus Luchum, Linyan Adinim Sheosu Likones, Davka Yotze Chus Luchayim. Again, this is the Rabbanon. He can return to his original tchum. Ayin Shem B'Shas, Rambam Kamadina B'Yetzer Chusle Tchum. There it after B'Shochakos. You think of the Rabbanon. Okay. Maybe a Rav HaMagid Shom, B'Shem HaRashba, the Chathchila Asus Lassus B'Shabbos, Afilu l'mayla me'asara, afilu itchum in the rabbanon, the yeslo chezkas peso, and kein hochanami.
What's the?
I don't understand what the thing is of l'mayla me'asara.
Yeah, what is that?
What's it
talking about?
If you can fly, if a Superman can go outside the tchum, if an airplane can go outside the tchum. You can travel in an airplane outside, it's going more than 2,000 miles, maybe every second, I don't know. But it's the Malam Yasara Tfachim.
Yasara Tfachim is 40
inches. 40 inches. 38 inches.
Well, I mean, in theory then, like a van, an ambulance or a van, could be higher than that, right?
No, why? Its wheels are touching the ground.
Oh, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's connected to the ground. If you go outside the tchum, you're not allowed to come back in. That could be yotzei chutz l'alpayim shochakos, because it's rabbonon. I will move b'toch alpayim shochakos mutalachzor. I ain't shem b'shas. Rambam kamadim be yotzei chutz l'tchum. Nira b'davka b'shochakos. You speak of the rabbonon. Maybe a Rav HaMagid Shom B'Shem Arayz but the Lechatchilas was also Shabbos of Hilul Malam Yasara Filu Yitzchum in the Rabbonon Yesho Cheskas Beso. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe Chazaka says you should, there should be Yitzchum in the Malam Yasara and Kein Hachanami Abul Am Yotza Achumar Shechazal Omru V'Yotza Chutz Yitzchum. You can't come back near the Dafka Biyot Chutz L'Alpayim Shochakos. Then Mamish, that would be the cooler, because you're only dealing with it in the Rabbonon. So to make such a severe knas that Rabbonon made, that he can't come back into the Chum and he's stuck to stay outside, that's only with Shochakos. Pinei Mokin Elal Chav Dalit. I'm lost from Shochakos, that's the Yud Beis Mill. Kainir Lani Yosaiti Poshut. Von Yonim Amukim.
What is that so scary?
I don't know why it's so difficult.
But no, but he wrote, Yonim Yosaiti Poshut, Vainim Amukim. That seems to be an oxymoron. Okay?
Vanyonim amukim. Vaniach erev vade lechatchili yoniach toich atchum shal atzevos. Vizyevin amaniach chus lechum atzevos v'tzach chum shochakos v'rechiyo. You apply the rule that again it's rabbanon. So I guess even if you hold before that the Rambam was machmir. But here it's still a suffix. Achudas harashmi yisal cheskos beso. I guess it sounds like whenever there's a suffix by tchum, you can rely on cheskos beso. Bokam Shekhar Dedina to Paskin that to be the Tzadzim Yitzchok, to within the confines of nearing your house. But Mitzosi Kanchi Dabra Paiskin is at that table of Shochkos. By your mitzvah perigdal, it's chaylik ala rashma. Sovik tumil, the kodim, sovik tumil akula. And the Rambam, the Rashi was machmer. Because it's something called Cheskos Beso. But here, the Ritva is saying, you can always call the Kula Tako, Mutu Lulelech Lamala Me'asvara, Afilu Em Shavas Be'yaposha. Because maybe there's no Tchum Lamala Me'asvara. And came the day of Zoo, Mutu Lulelech Kamken Alpay Mama Atsevos, Umutu Ratchi Magil Alpay Mama Shochkos. So Chin Shloi Dibra Apolska Mutu. Okay, that's his problem. Of course, we don't talk about it.
Is water Lamala Me'asar or something like that? A river or ocean or something or lake? Is that called Lamala Me'asar?
I don't know, it might be.
Is it Yabash or something? That's confusing.
Okay, Dalit. The name of Urba Ervin Kamadin. Yeah? Jason was Stapek, then you're Truman de Arise with Gamkin. Yes, there's a lot of demon that you could always apply and ask if Truman or the Arise do they apply. Hein Ramapar Kavain Mishabas, Salacha Yud, is one example. The Moy Yoshin Techat Trum Shalir, Melel Shabbos, the Nier, he woke up. She's like the rest of the townspeople. You know, he's not even in the city. He was within the tchum of the city. So he could have reached the city on Shabbos. It was before Shabbos, he was within the tchum of the city. He could have come into the city. He's considered a city resident, and he has a tchum of the city resident, and he has a tchum of the city.
So you mean he just slept in a sleeping bag within the tchum?
He's within the tchum of the city. He has a tchum of the city. Is this a kula? And it's only going to apply for the isa tchumin, which is the rabbanon. Or will this even apply if there's a question about Yud Beis Mil this happening?
Who says it's a suffix, the father?
He is.
He said it's a suffix?
What?
He said it's a suffix? Like if the guy goes to sleep with him.
Oh. He wants to know if this is a... It's not a suffix. The Gemara says it's a double pasuk.
Oh, it is.
He wants to know if it's because... Ervin's the Rabbon. The Minchas Chinuch wants to know: Is it really only a Rabbonon de Kesvara, and it's only true because Ervin's the Rabbonon, or would it hold true for a Tchum to the Raisa?
And the reason why it might not hold true to the Raisa is because it's a Suffolk or is it a Svara?
No, because he's not there. He's really not there. It's a Kula. He's really not there. He's not a resident of the city. He's traveling towards the city. When nighttime fell, he was within 2,000 amas of the city. So it's a kula to say he can be considered one of the bnei here. So is it a kula that's logical and it would apply even for the arizal? Or is it really not a kula? It's really just a heimomu, so it's only going to apply when chumas rabbanim. That's a davka chumas the rabbanim adin kain, but chumas the arizal. Not the city, but where you are. Because he's not surrounded by walls. That's one of the requirements for that. He doesn't own a house in the city. So he maybe gets 2,000 amas just around him. Well, you may well. This is the Michal's point. Moloch mikan sholosh parsos loke. Okay, you get malchus. Old harbedinim of warm is archiv of miyuchad. Yimatzav of the sichlecha. Chalik b'diraisel drabonon ubeizin in yonim him shogun. How did the same? When did the same? We got there in Poshut. Odom avur sham b'shas. Ramba malachat zayim v'yizayim v'shuchan aruch shemet av zayim. Chalayezim chutz l'tchum b'rshus. Now normally if you go outside the tchum, you're stuck within the dalal amos, within your own dalal amos. If people went b'rshus, they went, a midwife goes or to help in Jewish town attacked by robbers, then they have alpayim amos from where they, from wherever they reached, wherever the
if
there was
to go.
Yeah. Yechenim for nasa maisa. If something happened already, let's say there already was a yeshua by the time you got there. Yeshua b'mokom hazeh alpayim kilu shavish from ben hashmon. He has 2,000 amos from wherever he is.
Does that mean where there's no eruv, by the way?
No.
Let's say that the place he had to get to was the midwife, and she had to go to Yerushalayim. And then in Yerushalayim, there's like a wall.
Yeah, you get the tchum of the place you're going to, yes.
So that would include, it could be more than 2,000 if it has an eruv.
Yeah, it's always the case. Okay. Even 2,000 is always more than 2,000. If we go on a diagonal, you always have 2,430 or something like that, whatever it is. Now the Mechaz Chinuch says, you know, I hold it to the Pasha that it's only B'tchum and Rabbanon. That you have this din that when you go Bershus, you can go 2,000 Amos from wherever you are. But that's not a D'oraisa Dikud din. Mechaz Chinuch is very sure of that. That's a chonos from Gamliel, but Rosh Hashanah daf chol gimel amud beis. Gemara says beferish it's a takona. Avolam yotzu chutz l'sholosh parsos l'shit l'seilu. Vada yinei reshoi leilach mishom afilu amo. Da'anato hayim halik b'shus machmas takona. So he was allowed to go. Avolam kolzo asakona vada yosu leilach. Ben yichoylem chazal l'akadol menatar b'kumba asay. Which would be the case if they would say you could walk outside the tchum. Is that possible? Kovu kom tekanos on Gamliel hoysma elus when yinkidush achoidish. Yibugadai roivedim hoyvom b'tzor sholos parsos. We talk sholos parsos. Vakchus v'tchum drabona. Because the takana is addressing those edim of kiddush achoidish. He says, "I'll say Hoysa Takana on the Drabonon of Paimam." There was no need for Chazal to address the issue of all those Edom coming from without from beyond the Yud Beis Mil, because that was very rare. V'leka v'labomi makom rochok lo yoshchiach uposhim. Lur kam b'shas tafem alaf amet beis uposhim v'ramam perik Yud Beis uperik Chavzayim. That yaitzeh chutz l'tchum yeshul arba amos. Okay, this is if you didn't go with a special head, you went b'isr. Maybe you went even b'shogeg, but you went b'isr outside the tchum. You have arba amos l'chol ruach. You have your body, there's room to move around. Vayan tur b'shulchan aruch shemeshin tzadik vav hashidus imhu be'em tzod o sheyesh lo shmona amos arba amos mikol tzad o yivra v'ezer ruach. This is already a question in the Mishnah. So we say you have Arba Amos. So do you have Arba Amos, but you're in the middle of Arba Amos, and you really only have two Amos here? Are you given a space of Arba Amos by Arba Amos, which, and we consider you to be in the middle of them? So that means you really only have two Amos to each side, or two this way, two that way. Yeah, you only have two, 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 two. And notion, well, Arba Amos means we give him a 4x4 square to be in. But he's in the middle of the 4x4 square. So he doesn't have a 4x4 area to walk around in. He can only walk 2, 2, 2, 2. Oh, sheyesh lo shmona Amos. Arba Amos we call Tzad. Maybe you give him 4 Amos, means you give him 4 Amos to the north, and 4 Amos to the south, and 4 Amos to the east, and 4 Amos to the west. Or maybe you let him pick which direction he wants to Ayin shel material lohem inyonim aruchim nira. So now you know what the mechaschinuch and the mitzvah of tum is all about. Nira the gamay yosef chusus chum is yiraisa. Yisla arba amos l'chol mark the islay. The din of having arba amos once you go outside the tchum would be true by a deraisa too. That's called your private space that you always have. Your safe space. Where he gave you a safe space. So the Menchafrin is saying, it's a double portion of him that exists vis-a-vis a deraisa tchum also. Ein schon berbe da vom Chesu mit Beis, der Minu Shalom Hani Arba Amos Eich Iksiva, Shvu Ish Tachtov, so Tachtov gives you some space, a personal space. Baba Gavdol Amal Diyom Etchum and the Rabbonon Al Kochach Seh Rak Asmachto. Mikom Bukom Amal Diyom Etchum and the Araisa, Mkein Buch Mikrozed in Torah, Yesho Arba Amos Biyotzi Chus Lutchum. Vupoysim Mishuchan Orch Mavur, Diyotzi Chus Lutchum. יש לו ארבע עמוס, ולא חילקו לו להסויברים תחום את יריסו, אין הדין כאין. ואין בישראל של מצוב דלת, מובדס הרמב״ם, זה תחום את יריסו, ואין בטור. אלא ודאי דן חילק בין דן אף כלון מקרוב לדי עזו, להסויברים תחום את רבונן ובדרך הסמכת. לא זה מעט. אוקיי, ויתר, היי, מבור כאן די יויסו חוס לתחום אפילו עמלויקה. Just one step. Benira, Tafko al Amo Sheyotso Tekev, Ainu Amo Harishona. Aval in history, Bo Otam al Hashnia, Ain Loke. Why? Given the Rashoi Lelech Oste Amos O Arba Amos, Oshu Borulo Arba Amos. So, I'm not good at this. Once you have Arba Amos, you know, I have a tchum. If I walk even once outside of the tchum, I get malchus. Okay, but now that I walked outside the tchum, I now have Arba Amos l'chol ruach. So now you can't give me malchus anymore unless I walk beyond this what I was given. So now I'm going to tell you that in the fire case. Derech Moshe. Take him Sheyotza Amma Achas. So he walks out one Amos. He did an Aver and he gets Malchus. But now he's given Zoche Oda Arba Amos Lashit Nezuo Pochos. Baheich Yisrubo. Yisrubo. How do you give him Asroa? But Lelech Oda Arba Amos. Kivan the Holech Oda Amma Bershus. Zoche Oda Amma Lahalon. Why? Because let's say he's in the middle of Arba Amos. No, he took one step. But hello, he took one step. So now Chazal said you can't go back to your war, you're stuck. But you could move around within, and now let's assume two Amos to the north, two Amos to the south, two Amos all around. So good. So he has just gained an Amma. He walked one Amma outside the tchum. Now we're telling him you can walk another Amma. It's a little weird, but because they gave him his personal space, even though it's going to mean taking another step outside the tchum. So he says, Chazal allowed you to do that. But then he can walk around the whole world like this. Because every step he takes gives him a new Arba Amos. His Arba Amos space will keep moving with him. So he can walk forever.
Why didn't the first step give him?
Because the first step was the Yisr. You don't have 2,004 Amos. You have 2,000 Amos. And then you take one step, boom, Malchus. But now, Chazal said you have 4 Amos to play around with. So, as you keep moving, I'm not talking about if you walk 5 Amos or 3 Amos. Let's say you have 2, 2, 2, 2, and you walk 3. And again, you'll get Malchus. Then it'll be the same thing. But let's say you only walked 1 Amos more, which is permissible. Which was fascinating. I never thought about that. Like, your first step was an usher, because you walked outside your tchum. But now Chazal gave you 4 amos, so now you can walk another 2 amos.
Like that,
there's
a cheater. So
no, that's a cheater. You're walking even more outside your original tchum.
If somebody eats tree, and then they eat a kazayas, and they eat another kazayas, they're not over. Let's not talk about your husband, like cheers.
No, they're not. It's completely different. This is a huge chiddush. You never have this. This is like saying, if you eat treif, so Chazal said you could swallow the food already once you're eating it. So like, you don't you understand what's happening here? He can't walk once. No, he can't walk even one step outside 2,000 amos. If he walks one step outside 2,000 amos, he gets malchus. But now there's another din, which is not at all mukhrach, but it's a din. That when you walk outside the tchum, this is what happens. You can't go back home. And so really, we should maybe say, sorry, he has to remain immobile. He can't move. He's not allowed to walk another step. So we say no. We learn out from a pasuk that he gets 4 amos. But ironically, this means he can walk another step outside his tchum. That's like weird. He's doing another isser. He's walking another step outside his original tchum. But since he has already done that, and he's in a new, by saying he can't go back to the original tchum, which, let's say he could go back to the original tchum, then the din would be you can't take even one more step. And if you took one more step, you would get malchus, because you can go, but you can walk backwards. You can walk back to the original tchum. But Chazal said you can't walk to the original tchum. But then they had to give him apparently space to breathe. So when they said you can't go back to the original tchum, they gave him 4 amos, either 4-4-4-4 or 2-2-2-2. Good. So the Mechashkinah is pointing out that you now can take another step, the Isser, so to speak, to do the original thing. And then he says, wait a second, this guy can keep walking the rest of his life, or the rest of Shabbos. Because as he walks, he's allowed to walk 2 amos in this direction. Okay? So he walks one. No, it doesn't work right. So he walks one, then he walks a second. But he can keep on doing an Isser. If he walked a third, he did an Isser.
Wouldn't he have to stop? Take a step and stop.
But that's not true.
Well,
it doesn't. They gave him 4 amos, v'hu b'emtzal, they gave him 2-2-2-2. He can do an Isser again. Okay? He's not like on the second amos, because the second amos is a freebie that he gets. So he would only get a second set of malchus if he walks outside. But then he says, I can't. I don't know what's the case. Why? Derech Moshul. Take a shiyotza ama achas. He took one step out. Zoche odar ba'amas l'shit nazu. O pachos. Okay, there you go. V'heich yasru moshul olelech od arba amos kivin sheholech od amo bershus zoche od amo lahalon kivin the mechomokum shehu yochol lelech arba amos.
He always has arba amos.
But that's not true.
He says
he's over an Isser.
No, he says how do you give him hasra? Eheich yasru.
He has arba amos. Let's say he 2-2-2-2. So if he walks 3, I understand that Chazal says it's a chiddush that he can walk. That he can walk 1 and a second. But if he walks a third, so he again did something wrong. You don't keep having arba amos. I mean, you have arba amos. You can't walk outside of them. So he's saying when you take one step, one amma, one step, let's say it's an amma, so now you get a new arba amas. Why should you get a new arba amas? Why?
So that's his personal space. He still passes the amas with his personal space.
Good, but he didn't it. You only get arba amas like if you did an isser. I have 2,000 amas. When I walk outside the 2,000 amas and do an isser, so really I should now be immobile. But they said we'll give you breathing space. We'll give you 2,222. We'll call it. Okay. So now you have 2,222. So now when I walk. So how do they tell him don't walk outside your two, but the first one is Bershus, so and he gets another Amal Halon. He makes it sound like I don't get it. Why can't he? Right now, he's not allowed to walk outside his new, call it 2x2. He's not allowed to walk out into the 2x2. So why is he can't walk out more than 2 hours in that direction. And he can walk out 2 hours in that direction. So let's say he walks out 3 hours in that direction. So he's not allowed to. It's like he's saying if he takes one amma, takes one amma step, he now gets a new arba by arba. That's not true. Why should you get a new arba by arba? You already had your arba by arba. Chazal said you already got your self, call it a safe space. You got your safe space for Shabbos. So who said you keep getting more and more if you keep walking? You have your safe space and you have to stay within it.
That's what the status is. Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to start again tomorrow. That's right. Good.
Keep a close off or something. So you take like 2 steps and stop.
Keep going.
Right? Is that wrong?
What? I'm sorry.
Let's say you keep a blows off and you get, it's more than Dalit Amos. You take like, you know, 2 amos and then you stop. I mean, right? Isn't that, that's what I was
saying. That's what he's saying.
Right? Isn't that right? That's what we're supposed to do. I know, but I'm saying it just as an example. Right, the same concept. Right? If you keep a blows off and it's more than 4 amos away, you're allowed to walk, let's say, 2 amos and then stop. And then walk another 2 amos.
No, why?
Who said that? That's the way.
That's what
I
heard.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't point to.
What are you talking about?
Chub?
No, not
chub. Carry.
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 Keep it
blows up.
No, that's what goes on the Kira and Hanocha. So once you make a Hanocha, you can't. That's a Kira and Hanocha. So he didn't make an Akira and Hanocha. It was the same dollar. He kept stopping and starting every 2 hours. He's not given another 4 hours there. He's just that he is, but that's because he made a hanocha. The issur is to carry 4 amas, akira and hanocha, and he made a hanocha after 2 amas. So now he has another 4 amas to be able to use for carrying because he made a hanocha. But here we're saying if he stops walking, if Chazal said you have 2 amas in each direction to go. So now I understand it's a chiddush because you're really increasing the issur. Okay. But why assume that if he walks 1 amma, that he gets a new 2? Okay, we'll have to revisit this tomorrow.
23?
Mr. Shem, yes, please, thank you. He'll get another 4 if he does another Isser. But the Menachas Chinuch wants to make it sound like he won't violate another Isser.
And he keeps having trouble with Hasra. I don't understand that either. How can you give him
restaurant.